Hey, look, kids. There's his cabin, and Dolliver's coming around the side. Hey, Dolliver.
Well, there you are. I was wondering when you was going to get here. I see you got a new quiver of pilgrims on the journey with you.
We do, in fact. Hey, guys, say hi to Dolliver.
Hi, Dolliver.
What's up, Dolliver?
Hey there. You're a fine-looking prickle of whippersnappers. Come on up to the porch. Take a load off. Look inside if you want. It's all right.
Guys, his cabin is amazing. As you walk in, there's this big room with a rock fireplace. He cooks in there, like they did back in the old days. Smells like he has something cooking right now. It smells so good. I didn't realize how hungry I was.
The whole entire house is made out of logs.
Look, he's got rifles and hats and coats and pretty much anything you need to live way out in the woods. See over there, hanging from the ceiling? See all those pots and pans? What is that? Dried wheat and other dried stuff? Isn't this cool?
Yeah.
Thanks for the invite, Dolliver.
Oh, the pleasure's mine. Hey, don't see too many folk up here. And it's a real treat to see some youngins. Just cooking up some sawmill gravy and made some biscuits earlier. Y'all want some biscuits and gravy?
Yeah!
Hey, Dolliver, do you remember the story of one of the kids from the team a couple of years back with the tickle in his throat when he was younger?
I sure do. That young fellow's about 4 years old when it happened. He had something what's called the croup, see? And the croup, it makes you cough so hard you just think you're going to cough your body inside out. So, this youngster had to go to the hospital a time or two. And, you know, like most young fellas, he didn't like it all that much. And after a couple of months, he got all better and he never coughed like that again. But he never forgot it. Well, it turns out, though, that every now and then, like this one time in school, he had this little tickle thing in his throat, see? Well, even though he was just fine, his wacky thoughts started telling him that the croup was back on him and that he might have to go back to the hospital again. He worked himself up into a tizzy. His mind went crazy, squawking and hollering like a noise you hear when a fox gets into a hen house. He started having all kinds of yucky feelings, sweating, shaking, feeling sick in his belly. The poor fella just turned pale as a ghost. And then, don't you know, Zany Response showed up. And you bet he wanted out of that classroom faster than a chipmunk wanted out of a den of rattlers. He up and shot out of that room and ran down to the office just like his pants was lit afire. Poor little feller. Well, his wacky thoughts just got the best of him.
Pretty tough on him. I'm glad he came up with us on one of these journeys.
Yep.
What he discovered was that his body was completely healthy, but his wacky thoughts were telling him something else because of what had happened when he was young.
That's right. He had something happen to him in the past, and the smallest thing that reminded him of that would get him going, as if a bear had just entered the classroom.
Hey, wait a minute. Can I ask a question?
Yeah, go for it.
I get scared at school like him, but I can't find any reason for it. I don't have any idea why I'm so scared around people. Like, for no reason, I get panicky around people. I don't get it.
Great question. Although, as Dolliver said, this kid could link his fear back to when he had the croup. Not everybody can trace their fears back to an event. Some anxieties seem to grow out of nowhere. Well, that's okay, too. You don't have to know exactly where your fear came from in order to get over it.
That's a good point, Dr. David. Now, let me repeat that because it's pretty important. If you can figure out where your fear came from and work through it, great. But if you've thought about it and still can't figure out exactly where or when yours started, that's okay. You don't have to know when, where, and why it started to get better. The main thing is to accept that you have it and believe that you can get over it.
Right. So, Dolliver, what happened to him?
Well, see, this feller got better by doing a couple things he learned on this here journey. First, he got shed of his wacky thoughts. He was telling his evil Bob that he was exaggerating the situation. And that little tickle, or that goo blueberry spittle in his throat wasn't going to kill him or even send him back to the hospital. He started saying things just like a fire drill down at the schoolhouse. Yeah, the alarm makes a lot of noise, but it ain't for real. It's just a false alarm. Next, he learned how to stop fighting his yucky feelings. When his hen house started squawking, he just let the thing squawk, and he didn't panic. Twarn't no real fox in there anyhow. He kept breathing calmly and allowed the bad feelings to pass. You young'uns will learn how to do that in the next day or so. And finally, after he got back, a plan was put in place with the teachers that if he had to leave class to deal with the zany response, he could. But just knowing that he could was enough. He never had to leave again. Y'all see, in time, he turned his fears into freedom. And now, a little old tickle in his throat ain't nothing but a tickle in his throat. Nothing more. Ain't that a peachy ending?
It was sure nice to know he took what we taught him back to school and worked it out.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Hey, Dolliver, we need to get going, so we'll catch you later, okay?
Do they know about the two characters up ahead that are...
Hey, no.
Sorry.
But thanks for everything, Dolliver. Kids, it's time to hit the trail again. We got to reach camp. We got a long way to go and a short time to get there, as the song goes.
What? To what?
Jordan, later, dude. Time to go.
Okay. See y'all later.